igual.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I don't need much money, and I don't need a fancy car. Need a mansion or a fancy plane to take me far. I got you, I got you. It feels too good to be true, baby. I got you. Now I don't need a plaything, I don't need some in between, and I don't need some Big Ben who thinks he can treat me mean. 'Cause I got you, I got you. It feels too good to be true, baby. I got you. Well, you make me feel so good, the way you love me every day. There's nothing I would change. That's why I wanna say, you know, you and I and the love we have, it's magic, yes, it's true. And every day I'm thankful to say, you got me and I got you.
Closing out that set from 2019's Looking Back, we had back-to-back Maple Blues Award nominee for the Blues with a Feeling Lifetime Achievement Award, Vancouver's Delana Gayle Bowen with I Got You from her 2019 release, Looking Back. And taking us across the top of our first hour, we had North Vancouver's legendary Murray Porter and White Man's Card. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is my first ever all-Indigenous Rockin' Blues Show. Starting off this set, she grew up on Manitoulin Island and found her dream of being a professional musician in Nashville, and has since gone on to be nominated for 8 Maple Blues Awards and 8 Juno Awards, winning in 2013 for Aboriginal Artist of the Year, and in 2021 was nominated for both Blues Album of the Year and Indigenous Album of the Year for Church House Blues, winning for Indigenous Album of the Year. From her 2022 release, which received the Juno nomination for Blues Album of the Year, this is Canada's Crystal Shawanda with the title track, Midnight Blues.
Although I know standing here and you're digging us a hole. You know there ain't no doubt about it. Submissive ain't a man. It's about time you understand the score. Submissive ain't a man. It's about time.
When I grew up, beside an old silver car, I was never allowed to pick it up. I wish that it could tell its tale, how it traveled across the prairie trail. It seemed to be like a holy grail. Passed down to me from James Mackay. Over 100 years since he laid down to die. Oh my. French and a Cree bloodline. He had an open heart and an open mind. He learned how to walk a real fine line. He was the best man in the company pack. Always willing to pick up the slack. even carried the governor on his back. Moccasins, capote, and sash. He worked real hard to bridge the gap. Oh, yeah. Ever been. This ain't no time to pick a team. We're all children of the great queen. They didn't always get along so well, but he went to see him in St. Patel, and he raised this cup up to Louis Riel.
Closing out that set from his 2021 acoustic release, Silver Cup, featuring Steve Mariner, we had Nanaimo BC's David Gogo with the title track. Before that, from Winnipeg's Dustin Harder's Prairie Soul, we had Killin' Time from their 2016 release, Prairie Soul. And I got that set started off with Canada's Crystal Shawanda and the title track from her 2022 Juno-nominated Midnight Blues. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is my first ever all-Indigenous rock and blues show, and it's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rock and blues music. For this week's big block of blues, I'm going to showcase some of the Indigenous music from musicians living above the 60th parallel, better known in Canada as the Yukon, the Northwest Territories, and Nunavut. Covering over 3.5 million square kilometers, that's nearly 1.4 million square miles for the Americans listening in, it's home to just over 118,000 people, with the majority, but certainly not all of them, living in the capital cities of Whitehorse, Yellowknife, and Iqaluit. Which means that while it covers nearly half of Canada, only 0.5% of the population live there. It's also a beautiful land that's home to the two longest rivers in Canada, and 18 of the tallest 20 mountains in Canada, as well as lakes, forest, and tundra, and the have-to-be-seen-to-believe northern lights. And it's teeming with wildlife and natural resources. It's the land of the midnight sun, seemingly endless darkness, and people. Over 53% of the entire population is Indigenous, making up over half the population in the Northwest Territories and over 85% in Nunavut. I spent over 8 years living in the Yukon, and like its neighbors to the east, it's a world unlike any other, where both weather and light move from one extreme to the other in what seems like a blink of an eye, and both solstices are causes for huge celebrations.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past, the summit of surf punk, rockabilly, and garage, and it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program we call the Downlighter's Crypt, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Starting things off, from their 2017 release, See Kina Root. This is Pangertung Nunavut's Western Canadian Music Award and Juno-nominated Northern Haze with Poor Child.
Ooh, da, 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 bon, Cry. So I had this taste